Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI Asterisk, the podcast where we untangle the curious, the complex, and the occasionally confounding world of artificial intelligence, one question at a time. I'm your host Herman Popplebury, a donkey with a penchant for precision, and a sloth brother named Corn who, despite moving at 1/10 the speed of thought, sometimes has the most insightful takes. Don't worry, he's not on the mic today. This show is part of a project by Daniel Rosehill. Each episode answers one of Daniel's AI questions in audio form, generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while thoughtful, it may contain inaccuracies. If you're intrigued, inspired, or just mildly bemused, you can learn more or even collaborate at danielrosehill.com. Today's question comes from Daniel himself, and it's a juicy one. Why do large language models, when accessed via API, seem to start from scratch every time? Why must we send the entire conversation history with each new message? And more importantly, given how computationally expensive this is, have we come up with better ways to help LLMs remember what was said without dragging the full weight of the past along with them? It's a brilliant observation, Daniel. And you're absolutely right. The way most LLM APIs work today feels inefficient. Every turn in a conversation requires re-injecting the full context, the user's messages, the assistant's replies, sometimes even system prompts, all repackaged and sent back to the model. It's like mailing an entire encyclopedia to someone just so they can read the next sentence. And yes, as you noted, prompt caching helps, but it's not universal, and it doesn't solve the deeper architectural challenge. So why do we do it this way? And are there alternatives on the horizon? Let's start with the basics. LLMs are by design stateless in their standard API form. That means they don't retain any memory of past interactions between requests. Each API call is treated as an isolated event. The model does remember anything unless you explicitly include it in the prompt. This isn't a bug, it's a feature of how these models were originally conceived, as next token predictors trained on vast corpora of text, not as persistent conversational agents. Now you might ask, can't the model just remember the conversation on its own? Well, not really. Unlike a human brain or even a traditional chatbot with session memory, LLMs don't have persistent internal states. There's no hidden folder where last Tuesday's conversation is filed away. Every inference starts fresh. So if you want continuity, you have to rebuild the context from scratch each time, and that's where the context window comes in. The context window is the maximum number of tokens, roughly words or subwords, that the model can process in a single pass. Think of it as the model's working memory. Current models range from 8,000 to over 1 million tokens, but even the largest windows eventually fill up. And here's the catch, every time you add a new message, you're not just sending the new text, you're resending everything, forcing the model to reattend to every word from the beginning. This isn't just inefficient, it's computationally costly. Attention scales quadratically with context length, so doubling the conversation length can quadruple the processing time and cost. So are there better ways? Absolutely. And researchers have been exploring several promising alternatives. First, there's prompt caching asterisk, which you mentioned. Some providers like Anthropic with their Claude asterisk models now cache parts of the prompt that don't change, like the system message or early conversation turns. This means the model doesn't have to reprocess those tokens every time, saving both time and money. It's a practical optimization, but it's not a fundamental shift. The context window is still a hard limit, and caching only helps if the early parts of the conversation remain static. Then there's hierarchical summarization asterisk asterisk. The idea here is simple. Instead of keeping every message, you periodically summarize earlier parts of the conversation and replace them with a condensed version. For example, after 10 turns, you might summarize the first 5 into a single paragraph and feed that forward. This keeps the context window manageable while preserving the gist of the discussion. It's like writing meeting minutes and referring back to them instead of replaying the entire meeting. The downside, you lose nuance. Summaries can omit key details, and errors can compound over time. But for many applications, it's a reasonable trade-off. Another approach is asterisk asterisk memory tokens asterisk asterisk or retrieval augmented generation, RAG. Here, instead of stuffing everything into the context window, you store conversation history in an external database. When a new query comes in, the system retrieves only the most relevant past messages, say using semantic search, and injects those into the prompt. This is like having a personal assistant who remembers everything, but only brings you the files you actually need. RAG is already widely used in enterprise AI applications, and it's particularly effective for long-term memory across sessions. There's also emerging work on asterisk asterisk stateful models asterisk asterisk, LLM that maintain an internal memory state between interactions. Some experimental architectures use external memory matrices or even train models to update a persistent vector representation of the conversation. These are still in early stages, but they hint at a future where models could remember without reprocessing. And let's not forget asterisk speculative memory compression asterisk. Some researchers are exploring ways to compress context by identifying and removing redundant or low salience tokens, like filtering out small talk or repeated phrases. It's like data deduplication for conversations. Early results are promising, but it's tricky to do without losing meaning. Now you might wonder, if these alternatives exist, why aren't they standard? Part of the answer is simplicity. The current send everything model is easy to implement, debug, and reason about. It's predictable. If something goes wrong, you can replay the exact same input and get the same output. Introducing summarization or retrieval adds complexity and potential points of failure. There's also the issue of asterisk determinism asterisk. When you summarize or retrieve, you introduce variability. Two runs might retrieve slightly different context, leading to inconsistent responses. For safety-critical applications, that's a problem, and let's be honest, there's inertia. The API patterns we use today were shaped by early models with small context windows. As the tech evolved, we kept the same paradigms, even as they became less efficient. It's like still using QWERTY keyboards in the age of touchscreens, but change is coming. As context windows grow and use cases demand longer, more complex interactions, think AI agents managing projects over weeks or months, the current model will become unsustainable. We'll need smarter, more efficient ways to handle memory. So to wrap up, yes, the current stateless full context approach is inefficient. It's a brute force solution to a nuanced problem, but it's not the only way. Prompt caching, summarization, retrieval, and even stateful architectures are all on the table. The future of conversational AI may not be about bigger context windows, but smarter memory management. As my brother Korn would say, if he were awake and inclined to comment, why carry the whole forest when you just need to find the right tree? Thanks for the thoughtful question, Daniel, and thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. If you'd like to explore these ideas further or perhaps ask your own AI question, visit danielrosehill.com. Until next time, stay curious, stay critical, and remember, just because a model remembers everything doesn't mean it understands anything. This has been Just Ask AI asterisk. I'm Herman Poppelberry signing off, with a carrot in one hoof and a sense of closure in the other.